You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
Today, weekly recap number 26.
We're on 26.
We are, and okay. I must say, so originally, we had the plan of releasing our weekly recap that we already recorded 26 today.
Our Oscar predictions.
Yes, it's
right?
Going to be our Oscar prediction. So yeah, that to look forward to next week.
On Tuesday.
Yes. But the funny thing is when we were recording that, in that podcast, we go, there's just not been anything, no content given
no
to
news,
us. Nobody's
nothing,
fed us. Yeah. We have nothing. And then, of course, the next day later, it always happens this way, James Gunn releases the bombshell of the first DCU news that we've ever gotten. So obviously we had to readjust some things.
Literally everything.
So we came back together to get this out there, to re-record this, to send it out for Thursday. So today for you guys, and then our Oscar nomination predictions are going to come out Tuesday. So we're bringing it down to you guys.
That's
today.
How much we love you guys.
Yes, we're
had
dedicated.
The episode scheduled,
we
ready
did.
To drop. We said, you know what? This news is huge. You guys deserve to hear what we think,
before
which is obviously important.
You already thought about it too much. All right. So obviously today it's pure DC news in the slightest. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
Because they released a lot of stuff. I like a lot of stuff I don't, but we'll discuss all of those things. So the DCU has been born as of now, and it's crazy to me how James Gunn did this. But first off, before we get into the major announcements that were announced as a part of this greater DCU, we have to talk about these four DC movies that are coming out in this year, 2023. The four movies that are coming out this year, you know, Shazam Fury of the Gods, The Flash, Blue Beetle, and Aquaman the Lost Kingdom.
Okay, got you.
The ones that were pre-James Gunn. Already in development. So we have to discuss and how they involved, and he actually did claim that they are, you know, a part of his greater universe.
Huh.
So he said,
so weird.
So he talked about Shazam Fury of the Gods first. He said, he hyped it up a little bit. He said, you know, it's coming soon. He didn't really say anything that's really good about it.
He knows it's
like
trash.
Probably.
That's why. If it was anything good, like he called... Well, we'll say that for later. But, bro, if there was any good man, he would have hyped it up.
Right, he would have said something.
He's disappointed, 100%.
He just said, you know, it's coming out. Get excited for that. That's all he said.
the movie's coming out.
Part of me thinks is his reason of saying it this way is that possibly either Zachary Levi is coming back as Shazam, or he's not, and they don't have any more plans for Shazam as of right now, but they can't just come out and say that right now because they have a movie coming out in March and they don't want it to just absolutely bomb.
Yeah.
So they can't say
it
that.
It makes no sense to do that. No. So wise move by him.
Right, right. So then this next part got me hyped, and it actually did confirm a theory that we talked about a few months ago.
Yeah.
That has been confirmed is what his plan is. And that being the Flash movie is confirmed to be the total reboot of the DC universe to transfer from the DCEU to the DCU.
We didn't know
if it'd be a total reboot or they would use the Flash movie. But we talked about this years ago when they announced the Flash movie that it could be the best move for the reboot.
And that's our number one option too.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, you know, I'm glad he's going for that, but makes me wonder, is he keeping Ezra Miller, or is Ezra Miller going to be done? They're going to recast after this. I don't know.
He has to be keeping Ezra Miller.
Right.
Imagine like Ezra Miller's running through like the different multiverses and stops, and suddenly it's like a new actor.
That would be my vote
for Flash.
imagine
how Ezra would feel though, like getting replaced in the movie.
It'd be crazy. I'd be hyped for that. Much of a fan of a Flash I am, we need a new actor.
They're 100% though, I feel like keeping Ezra.
I don't know.
That's what I would think.
It would be a dumb move for me personally.
Yeah.
Keep, you know, Disson Cavill and keeping Ezra just stupid to me.
Yeah, I don't understand who gets kept and who gets thrown away.
I know, but
like Cavill and Gatto,
most of this is because I feel like, oh, he's going to keep Ezra because Ezra was used in Peacemaker. Like, you know, that just doesn't make sense.
And Momoa, too.
And Momoa, too, which I'll talk about that in a second as well. But he did hype up, James Gunn did hype up the Flash movie, saying the movie is phenomenal. And he also went out and said that it's one of the greatest superhero movies he's ever seen. So that gets me super hyped. As a Flash fan,
crazy.
That makes my heart really excited.
Yeah, I mean,
because we've never had a Flash movie ever before.
Yeah.
And for James Gunn to say that, and he didn't say that necessarily about the rest of the movies, he just said about this one. So So it gets me really excited.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough competition. You got Dark Knight, you got Logan, Spider-Man 2, Infinity War to name a couple.
If any character could do it, it would be Flash. Yeah. So it's really cool. And it gives me, I just makes me mad.
This will be by far, dude, the best. Like,
it'll
no
be the best
DCEU
movie for sure. I guarantee
and it'll beat out a lot of the Elseworlds stuff too.
So I do think this, you know, it's going to be the reboot. It's going to be the kind of the start, I guess you say, of the DCU. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. Next up, he talked about Blue Beetle, and we did. He was kind of like edgy with Blue Beetle. He did say it was going to be a good movie, so that gets me hyped in a way. But he never came out and said, like, you know, he said they have plans for the future of it, but he never came out and said if it's going to be a part of the DCU movies or if it's going to be an Elseworlds
project.
It's going
to be Elseworlds.
You think so?
I mean, if it was, I feel like he would confirm it. But I mean, like, when he's talking about it, he was a little edgy.
Right.
So, like, he's building hype for it, but obviously, you know, it's not going to do as well if he's like, this is not a part of my universe. Right. So.
And let me explain real quick in case you guys don't know what the Elseworlds meant. So, James Gunn came out and said that every single movie not canon to the DCU will be considered DC Elseworlds, which means it's the same universe, but in a different multiverse.
Yeah.
Just as Elseworlds, which is the DC Comics name for the other worlds in the different universes. So I love that title of that idea. I will say
I like
him. There's some aspects I don't. So you do think Blue Beetle will be
100%. Do you?
I don't know, because part of me thinks not, because Blue Beetle has a lot of interaction in the comics with a specific character he confirmed is going to be part of the DCU that I'll talk about in a little bit. So I'm wondering if he'll keep him in, but it would make sense in Elseworlds, but it's not impossible for it to be Elseworlds and then still bring in his character Blue Beetle from that multiverse and bring him into the DCU. It's not impossible.
And plus, James Gunn, like you said, and we've seen, he's liking these projects backed by a smaller character.
Right.
Bringing in Blue Beetle would perfectly fit that
profile. It would fit what he's trying to do, yes. Yeah. Yes, it would. All right, so next up is Aquaman the Lost Kingdom, and apparently it is going to be a part of the rebooted universe, as James Gunn said. I mean, he said apparently Jason Momoa is going to stay. Jason Momoa came out and said that, you know, he has no plans to leave as Aquaman, and apparently Aquaman the Lost Kingdom is going to be a part of the DCU.
So it's part of the DCU.
So I do think they're reworking it and
question, because if that's now part of the DCU, what about the previous two films? Or is this going to be like a fresh start for Aquaman?
Again, it's going to be the same thing with the reason that the Flash movie is going to be the reboot. It's rebooting, so
so things will be different
and stuff. Which kind of is
Amber Heard,
no Amber Heard, definitely not. But it seems really weird to me, because it almost seems like James Gunn's keeping more his friends instead of keeping
Zachary Levi and Jason Momoa.
Zachary Levi, Jason Momoa,
he's close with Safran, right?
Viola Davis, a lot of these other people. It's kind of frustrating in a sense, because of course we know about the firing of Henry Cavill, and
wasn't fired is what Gunn said.
Is what he said, but I mean, dude, that's literally
Still getting paid though, so they don't get sued for his contract.
For now, but it's still the definition of firing. I mean, he goes, Henry Cavill, no, he wasn't fired. We just didn't hire him for the next Superman movie. That is stupid.
You've been promoted to customer. Oh, no, Henry. Now you can watch
the movies. That's literally the definition of firing. You just rewarded it. But that's all I'm going to say about that. So it's kind of frustrating there, because I don't know about you, but I was personally hoping for a complete reboot.
I know.
That was going to be me. If you're going to get rid of Cavill, give me a reboot.
Well, exactly. And Gadot, too. I mean, I really think those are the two biggest names. Maybe not bigger than Momoa, but if they're willing to take away the two biggest names, why wouldn't they completely go through the list with Miller and Jason as well?
Well, apparently James Gunn has said something about he's open to having Gal Gadot return. So I don't know. I mean,
so everybody but the best part of the DCU.
He could give Wonder Woman, you know, let Wonder Woman 3 happen as an Elseworlds movie. I don't know. But it's really confusing me. So part of me thinks that, you know, this could either be, you know, good, and it, you know, the way they do it, it could be a good upbringing, or it could be James Gunn's downfall for this universe to, you know, just implement what he wants. So it's essentially an extension of the DCU EU, but you're just reworking it. Because honestly, like, I've seen a lot of people sound like, you know, you sound just like Zack Snyder did back in 2016 when he was, you know, saying he got a plan, you know, after Man of Steel, now we got Batman and Superman, then we're going to have the Batman, which is supposed to be Ben Affleck, we're having Wonder Woman, then we're having Aquaman, and then we're having a Justice League, then we're going to do Flash and Cyborg and all these plans and all these interconnected stuff, and it didn't work out. Part of me feels like the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So it makes me a little bit nervous on that scale a little bit.
James Gunn, when you look at him, he definitely looks like really clicky. Like, right. He was for sure that kid, like, kept his friends close and then,
right.
you know, focused on their projects.
Right, right.
Maybe.
That's
I don't know.
The thing that worries me. But terms. The thing I love about James Gunn and the way he presented himself in his presentation that differentiates him, I believe, from Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder was, I mean, he's an action movie maker. You know, he's there from action movies. He's there to create those kind of things. And I'm not
necessarily
a huge fan of
Zack Snyder. Dialogue, maybe the plot. Right. But you know every single shot is going to be the most beautiful cinematography you've ever
very
seen.
Very true, very true.
You know?
But James Gunn, what I appreciate about him is he's a comic book fan, and you can tell. Like, you know, you can tell that DC means a great deal to him, and a lot of these stories that he's going for are very, very comic book. And I appreciate that, but at the same time, I also feel like, okay, you're going from the comic book route, so you're starting in the middle of something with a lot of these characters that a lot of people don't know, which is interesting and stuff. And that's similar to what MCU did, but I just feel like this plan might not work for general audiences. So we'll see where it goes, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
So now we got to talk about our Elseworld projects that are announced. So like we said, we confirmed the Elseworld project. So we're going to talk about that first before we get into the DCU. So these are the Elseworld projects. First off, we have to talk about, honestly, out of everything that was announced, is the one that got me the most hyped.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for a good majority of people. And that being the Batman 2, which officially got its name. The Batman Part 2.
Part 2. That gets me hyped, dude.
It does.
The Part 2.
Part 2.
Oh!
Which has got a release date for October 2025, which I was like, oh, I was hoping for 2024. But then again, it's giving them time
to
really work it.
Let him cook.
Let Matt Reeves cook.
Let him cook.
And honestly, this universe, after them confirming that the Batman's not going to be part of the DCU, Robert Pattinson, I mean, I'm more hyped for
this
universe so far.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, people are going to latch on to Matt Reeves, and then he's going to replace James Gunn. That's what's going to happen. That's how hard this movie is going to go.
That's one thing that I'm worried about. Like, I don't think it was a good move for Gunn, because Gunn having this Batman movie, you know, a Matt Reeves Batman, which is already already has a significant fan rise because the first Batman is a phenomenal film.
Facts.
And after doing that, I feel like it's ultimately going to hurt Gunn, because you have literally the perfect young 36-year-old Batman that you can implement to build up the universe of Batman still. And you're going to just keep that in Elseworlds and not as a part of your greater universe. And so for general audiences, they're going to see two Batmans at the same time, possibly three, with the other title I'm going to talk about later.
Yeah.
It's not going to click with general fans, because I can already tell my mom is a huge superhero fan, loves watching this stuff with me. But when I tell her there's two Batmans now, she's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, they'll definitely be confused, the regular people.
Right.
Regular people. The non-diehard fans. But do you think, like, having multiple Batmans would deter them?
I do.
Like, see, I don't think it will. I do. I think the general audience will build off, like, whatever hype. No matter what Marvel puts out, they'll go to see. No matter if there's different characters or whatever. I really feel like even if there's another Batman, like, he's such a well-loved and respected character that people are still going to go see him. Because they'll have an A-list dude for him.
The saving grace for James Gunn will be his first movie that comes out. If that movie is good, then it could be a success. That movie is a flop. The ruin. Nothing's coming out.
Yep.
So that's going to be the struggle. If the movie that he's writing, that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, if it goes, you know, if it goes up and is a really good movie and gets a really good audience, you know, everything's going to be greenlit. But if it fails, he's fired. And that's the problem.
They wouldn't fire him after one movie. They would give him time.
They might give him time.
But they are less forgiving.
But they are less forgiving now, because Zack Snyder in his universe failed tremendously after having 4 or 5 movies. So they're going to be a lot less willing. So I don't. Maybe not necessarily fired after one, but I do think a lot of his initial plans are not going to
be greenlit. Watch him literally bring in Matt Reeves. Like,
that's a possibility.
Could get replaced.
And I feel like, you know, that's the worry. I feel like you should have kept the Batman as a part of this universe instead of having two Batmans at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, more people, I feel like, are going to gravitate to Matt Reeves' Batman as to James Gunn's. And I just feel like there's going to be a lot of controversy of the same universe,
of
the same DC.
But see, controversy is good, though. Like, when you think about it,
competition
will split people,
right?
And then you have a dedicated fan base versus a dedicated fan base,
right,
going against each other in the box office. Like, I think that works out for DC,
it
though.
Could or it could, you know? Not. I mean, you know, the problem DC has is they have to prove themselves, and they haven't proved themselves yet. I mean, even though the Batman
Joker
was good.
And the Batman, they proved themselves pretty well. Yeah.
But those were off projects.
Yeah, those
they weren't part of an interconnected universe. Yeah. They have to prove themselves with an interconnected universe. They haven't done that yet. So I have hope that they will, But at this point, I'm nervous, and I'm just being honest.
Same.
All right, so next up, we have to talk about another Elseworlds project. Of course, confirmed Joker Folie à Deux is going to be part of the Elseworlds, and it's going to come out in 2024. Bunch of other projects, Teen Titans Go is going to be Elseworlds. They canceled Titans, and they canceled Doom Patrol. But these those main three...
Doom Patrol should have gotten canceled.
No.
It is quirky. Like, that is literally James Gunn sitting in the chair. I can understand that Titans getting canceled because that's started to feel CW, but Doom Patrol was such a sleeper hit, man.
Right. So it's just a lot of the things that they did, but those are going to be the core Elseworlds projects they got going on.
The Teen Titans, that's going to be that won't be animated, will it?
Yeah, it's animated. Teen Titans Go. It's been going on for years. I mean, it's
so that's a horrible show they're coming out on HBO.
Yeah, well, it's been a show. I mean, it's been a show forever. But I mean, you know, the original Teen Titans show was 10 times better. But Teen Titans Go was. I mean, it's just like a comedy animation for kids.
I haven't. I'm not a kid.
Garbage.
I haven't watched it.
So don't worry about it.
But watch, dude. Joker 2 going to be...
Oh, I'm sure. I have every confidence.
It's going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be a brilliant movie.
Joaquin, lay it on me, baby.
Give it to me.
I still can't believe he's playing Joker, dude. That's crazy.
He's great casting.
Taxi Driver.
And we already got two Jokers, and then James Gunn might bring in a three. I mean, we already got two Jokers once when Joaquin Phoenix and Barry Keegan. Are we going to get another one in Batman?
Willem Dafoe. Give us another Elseworlds project.
I mean, not
dude, an older Joker who's been through the ringer.
See, again, with Elseworlds probabilities, dude, like.
And you know, they can do anything they want.
Possible, but then that brings in the same point that everybody's been against is not having an interconnected universe.
Really feel like ultimately that's the move. Mm. Like Marvel, as dedicated as the fans are to watching every single piece of crap that they can put out, like She-Hulk, bruh. Like, they have to fit their stuff into a box that fits with the timeline. Whereas Matt Reeves can just go crazy and can please the fans. Who says he can't make a new Batman movie or a new Joker movie? It's all just not connected.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to work out to his favor so well.
But it hasn't the last 10 years. That's the problem. So I don't know.
But they didn't have Matt Reeves. They didn't have him.
They didn't have that then.
I'm riding that train.
I mean, the Batman universe, though, is interconnected already.
Yeah.
So that's its own thing. So, I mean, I'm okay with that part of having its own Batman, but still, I just think it'd been better if it was all interconnected.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense. All right, so now to get into the brand new projects that were announced by James Gunn as a part of his greater DCU. And, of course, he's starting off with a chapter one, not phase one, but a chapter one, and he titled chapter one, Gods and Monsters.
Yeah. I mean, it fits with the lineup. But that feels like a phase two to three kind of thing, and a phase five. You know, like,
it doesn't feel like a phase one.
You want, like, down-to-earth, relatable superhero stories is what you usually want in phase one.
Right.
But we're getting, like, Swamp Thing.
We're going right in. It is a bit odd to a lot of this stuff. And a lot of these stuff that we're going to cover is a bit odd placements, I will say, in a bit too soon. But we'll talk about that. So first off, we have to talk about this movie that is going to, you know, possibly make or break James Gunn that we talked about earlier, being Superman Legacy, coming out in theaters July 2025. And this movie, of course, is written by James Gunn and will have a focus on Superman balancing his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing. So I have a lot of hope for this movie. I will say that.
No. Like, when has James Gunn done something related to this? Mm. Something really good that's not related to quirky, you know, side character team-ups. You know, I mean, you're talking about a freaking celestial god.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to shoot that?
But that's the thing, though, like... If you fail with another Superman that's not Henry Cavill, that's fans are going
to
be mad.
Well, I really feel like Superman has to be one of the hardest movies to write.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for real.
Like, the character with the flying, with his powers. That's why you never see a Superman video game. It's so hard to put onto screen, like, the full extent of his powers.
That's why they have to make it more grounded, more like...
Spider-Man and Batman, they're relatable.
Right. That's what they have to do. They have to get Clark Kent working.
Normal people struggle.
I need to see Clark Kent working at the Daily Planet in this movie. I need to see those interactions with Lois Lane, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen.
They need to humanize him, you know?
They do. I need those characters, and then I need to have him, like the, you know, the synopsis says, you know, balancing Kryptonian heritage, you know, learning about his heritage from Krypton, and then also balancing it with the stuff that's going on. That's a good synopsis. So I have hope for this movie because, I mean, it's the first Superman movie. When it comes out, it'll be the first Superman movie we've had in 12 years. Now it's 10 years currently. So
that's crazy.
I'm really, really want this to do well because... It'll pave the way for him to be able to do the projects he wants to do. If not, he's going to have to rework
some things. Yeah, and it definitely sets a bad tempo, you know, for the rest of the universe.
Sets that bad taste, especially with a character like Superman. If you can't do Superman right,
DC,
like they did Man of Steel with, you know, in that catapult, It's gonna be tough.
So, and like Man of Steel, we can agree wasn't a great movie. It wasn't great,
right?
But if it could just somewhere get to around that level of success, it'll be fine, you know. But that's a tough movie to do, and I don't know, man. Like I just haven't seen any like single, you know, one character based James Gunn projects,
right?
You know,
but, I mean, he could blow us away. So I hope so. I really, really hope so.
Yeah.
All right. This next project he announced is going to be an animated series of 7 episodes, which is called Creature Commandos. This is an odd placement. Creature Commandos is going to be written by James Gunn as well, and it's going to be about Amanda Waller creating a Black Ops team of monsters, which will include Weasel, you know, played by Sean Gunn from Weasel, the Suicide Squad.
Goated.
So does this canon?
Chupacabra.
Yeah, Chupacabra. Ah, he's a dog, man. You put a werewolf
man,
on this.
That's another Wolverine, man.
You got a werewolf on this plane. Get me out of here.
Bro, he can't swim.
You didn't see if he
could
swim?
No one checked to see if he could swim. Just, freaking drowns.
But anyway, so with the inclusion of Weasel, this infers that James Gunn's The Suicide Squad, and of course the inclusion of Amanda Waller and Peacemaker, will be a part of the DCU.
Yeah. Which is definitely weird.
I feel like they should have been Elseworlds. That gets me. Because it's like, you know, I thought you were doing a reboot, James Gunn. Like, you're restarting with The Flash, but you're bringing back, okay, the Suicide Squad of characters is canon in this universe, plus Peacemaker. It doesn't make sense because Peacemaker, you know, talked about a lot of these other characters in the DCU. You know, they use Ezra Miller, they use Jason Momoa. It's so weird the way he's going about these things.
I know.
And then you have Creature Commandos, like Z-list characters.
I don't know who these guys are, man.
They're essentially
I've
like
never heard of
Frankenstein,
Commandos.
A vampire, werewolf, that kind of team. In DC.
I mean, that fits his thing, but a phase one
project does not
make
sense.
Phase one, bro? That's a TV show for phase three,
right.
For phase
now,
four.
The thing that gets me is that I appreciate is it's going to be animated and it's going to be 7 episodes. So, you know, you can, it being animated, you can like feel it like it's its own thing for now until they bring him in the live action, because he did come out and say that he wants the voice actors to also be the characters in live action.
Yeah.
So,
well, it makes sense. It's canon, you know? It got to line
makes
up.
Sense. So since it's an animated series, I'm okay. But then you have some of this other stuff that it makes me a little bit weary as well.
Yeah.
All right, this next movie, I'm hyped about, but I'm also nervous about. And that being The Brave and the Bold, which is going to be the DCU's open Batman, going to create the Batman movie. And the thing I like is it's going to explore the Batman family. I love that aspect. But the thing
with the first Batman movie, though.
But I don't, the thing is, exactly, is they're going to have Batman and then they're going to introduce the Bat family, but they're also going to start with Damian Wayne Robin, who is the fourth or fifth,
like,
you know,
screw
Robin.
Dick Grayson.
Like, are you kidding me? We've not had a proper Dick Grayson live action and Batman
Jason
team up.
Todd.
Ever. And we have, they could have built that into Jason Todd. And my whole impression of what James Gunn was saying is I thought he was starting new and fresh with younger, like I thought Superman was going to be
younger actors.
But this Batman needs to be cast in his 50s.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And it
you've already been through like 3 Robins.
Right.
Why would you start in phase one with the 50-year-old Batman? That's something you see in Elseworlds.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Like, it would make
this
so much
make
more
sense.
But have a Brave and the Bold, that means Superman needs to be older because Superman and Batman around the same age.
Well, think about
it.
It
kills
me. The only thing I can even come up with in my mind is he starts off in the future, and then after this movie, he goes back to the past and shows how events lead up. But
that
would
be
such a dumb move. Yeah, that would be a dumb move.
The only thing I could see is maybe like going back in time, but there's not enough time for that in a movie.
And they would need different actors
and such. Dick Grayson, who is overwhelmingly the most popular Robin.
Yeah.
And we've never had a proper introduction to him on screen with Batman, aside from Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, which suck. I mean, you're going right to Damian Wayne just because, and his reasoning was it's his favorite Robin. That
really
ticks me off.
Man, well, like, we've lauded him on this podcast for his comic book knowledge.
Right.
But why would he not start off, man? Like,
start off with
just
the greatest.
Just because he's your favorite, man?
They could have easily done like a younger Batman getting introduced to Dick Grayson kind of movie, and it would have been phenomenal. And they decided to do that. And it is based on Grant Morrison's comics. And the one thing I do appreciate from James Gunn's, you know, phase, you know, chapter one that he's doing, it does seem very comic book.
Yeah.
And he's basing a lot of
it's all based on like really good comic book
based off really good comic book storylines.
Can you start with the
earlier
comic book storylines?
Why are you starting with this? It just
at
feels
the start of a phase of a new studio.
Right. It just feels so weird. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So I love the title, The Brave and the Bold. That's a phenomenal title. But the story that it impacts,
it's way too soon.
Especially when you're competing with Matt Reeves.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe he's creating a Batman who's 30, 25 years older, so there's no comparison. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, maybe he avoids casting somebody in his 30s. Like, I do not want to be compared to the edgy, you know, right. Bruce, you know,
that's true.
Pattinson.
But then again, it's like, I would have liked to have seen that, too. Especially in the interaction with Justice League.
I do not have high hopes for this movie, and I'm afraid with James Gunn's style, as we know, it's very comedic, I'm kind of afraid for this universe.
I know.
Bro. Like, do not make another Marvel, all right?
Well, I mean, even with Marvel, I mean, Marvel has always been, it's not been as gritty as DC. DC's a lot grittier, but the thing about it is, I'm also worried that, you know, DC, you know, James Gunn is also known for his dark comedy, and he's also known for more, more rated R level stuff.
Yeah, just like,
and yes, some stuff deserves that, but some stuff does not. Yeah. And I wouldn't appreciate if he did that for some of these characters. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Cause like, if I hear Superman cuss and I'm going to be mad, I'm just saying,
you said, that's my savior. Yeah, you don't understand.
No, I wouldn't do that part, but we need a good Boy Scout Superman.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is the Waller TV series that confirmed. And it may essentially serve as season two of Peacemaker.
It has to be season two of Peacemaker.
Basically, with Viola Davis returning as Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
And she's essentially the Nick Fury of this chapter, apparently, because she's in like everything. And
so maybe it just like switches perspectives, whereas Peacemaker is about John Cena. Maybe Switch is about her controlling. So they get like a little less screen time. It's about her.
It could be.
That's possible.
It could be. And I mean, it's the show, I'm sure, will be good, but you know, and it has the return of the team Peacemaker and a lot of those characters.
What's
and
that
stuff.
Dude's name? That he's so funny. Like the
Dyebeard.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that guy. But you know, and it also, it has good writers. Apparently, you know, they're bringing in writers from The Watchmen and Supernatural.
Really?
For the show. So it could be interesting, and it's definitely going to serve as season two. So as Peacemaker, so it could be interesting, but again, I see a lot of people online. Nobody asked for this. Nobody wants this.
Yeah.
Screw Viola Davis. I don't know. You know, a lot of that stuff.
I mean, obviously nobody likes her, but I just don't understand, you know, like Peacemaker had a big, you know, cult following. So why wouldn't they pretty obvious reasons, just name it Peacemaker 2 so it's more marketable.
Right. Or they could have just said that's Elseworlds, which would make me happier.
And then, I don't know, just make another Peacemaker storyline.
I know.
I don't get it, but
it's really weird. All right, next up we have another movie that's going to be Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, and this is going to be a sci-fi epic film based on the recent comic, award-winning comic, by the way. It's considered one of the best comic books in recent history. So
really?
It's really
I haven't read it.
I haven't read it either. It's just 8 issues, so I might need to pick it up. But Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, and it's weird that Supergirl's getting a movie this early.
Yeah.
That's another thing. But the way that it was pegged is interesting to me.
Yeah.
I think this movie has potential.
I can't bash the storyline or the choice. I can only say this feels a little too early.
It does.
Obviously, before you've established, you know, your main characters.
Right.
But
so you're having Superman and Supergirl at the same time. It just feels weird at first.
It does feel weird.
But then again, Supergirl is older and did come before Superman.
She's older than Superman?
She is. I mean, she's Superman's cousin and older. So it would be, you know, it would make kind of sense in that sense and way. But I don't know. We'll see. Well, Supergirl, let me rephrase. Supergirl was older, but her, like, she arrived on Earth later, if that makes sense. So,
gotcha.
Yes. All right. So this movie, I mean, it could be interesting, but I don't know.
I wonder who's going to play here. I wonder if he's going to get like A-list actors to get in these roles.
I don't know. I keep thinking the Guardians of the Galaxy cast. Where are they going to be fit in this? Because they're going to be in it.
Freaking Bradley Cooper.
I know. He did say that James Gunn did say it will be a lot of actors he's worked with before and new ones. So who knows?
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have this one I'm specifically hyped for, but it should have been a movie.
Yeah.
That being the Lantern series, which will star both Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, where they will be like buddy space cops protecting Earth. And apparently it's going to be compared and similar to True Detective.
Wow. That's a comparison.
It is a comparison.
True Detective season one is one of the greatest seasons made.
Yeah.
Cinematography, everything. I mean, if it's true, imagine the possibilities, like going to different planets.
And it is cool, exploring, you know, exploring the lanterns.
But that should be a movie. If you're going to put all that into a show, why not just make it a longer movie?
As big of a character as these Green Lanterns are, especially starting out with Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, which I like. That's a W decision.
Yeah.
Start out, instead of just going biased to one or the other, you go in with both.
Like, I mean, I'm a sucker for mystery and, like, you know, detective style plots, but I don't understand how that fits with the Green Lanterns with Stuart and Jordan. That's a more Batman kind of thing. Right.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that they're doing like detective work per se.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. It's getting compared to True Detective. Right. That's what it is.
They're not comparing it. They're saying the story is going to be similar.
It's just like two dudes trying to solve something. I just don't understand how that's a lantern.
But
problem.
It could be cool to see. I mean, this is one of those projects that should have been.
I'm low-key most hyped for this project than any other project he announced.
I am too.
I think this could possibly be the best.
I am too. I completely am in concurrence with that. That and Superman are my two top two.
Yeah.
But this one specifically because, you know, of course, the last time we got Green Lanterns, nothing against Ryan Reynolds, but it was a horrible. I love Ryan Reynolds, but sorry. But. I'm just wondering, like, the question, like, you know, when the discussion on the table, let's make lanterns a series instead of a movie, as big of characters they are.
With the two biggest lanterns.
Right. Why would, you know, I don't know.
Unless they build up to a movie, you know, then.
Right. Unless they do, like, this series is going to be lanterns and they build up to, like, Green Lantern, the movie. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool, but it's just odd decisions.
I just can't think of, like, Green Lanterns and True Detective style in, like, the same sentence. It doesn't click, but it gets me excited. It does.
All right, next up, we got a Booster Gold series. This is going to be like a comedy, which makes sense for the show.
You said Chris Pratt was
Chris Pratt's 100% going to be Booster Gold.
You said it like a couple weeks ago.
He's going to be Booster Gold. I mean, what can I say? He needs to be Booster Gold. He'd be perfect for Booster Gold. I want to see Chris Pratt's Booster Gold.
Yeah.
But the synopsis is Booster Gold uses technology from the future, simple technology from the future, to come back to the present day and to be a superhero. It could be funny. I'm excited to see that. And
it's a comedy series.
It is a comedy series, which makes sense for the character Booster Gold.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this one could be good. It just depends on how they do it. And this is the character I was talking about that has a lot of relations with Blue Beetle. So I'm wondering how they'll correspond there. So we'll see. But I'm hyped for the series. Yeah. I think it could be awesome.
I mean, we talk about comedy and superhero in the same line. You either get really good projects or really terrible projects. You get a Peacemaker versus a She-Hulk. So hopefully it lands on
somewhere in there. But, like, you know, it's also weird that, you know, Booster Gold, I feel like, should be like a Chapter 3 project, not a Chapter 1. So
Chapter 1, by the way. We're just doing it because I'm getting A-list actors who used to work with me.
I know.
I just don't feel like he's sticking.
James Gunn just doing it because Chris Pratt texted him, was like, "Hey, I want to be Booster
Gold." you want to be in the very first phase?
Okay,
you know,
I knew that
before Wonder Woman. Oh, dude, works.
Sounds
with
good
me.
To me.
So before Martian Manhunter works.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, next up, we got another movie, this being The Authority, which is a team in the comics that are similar to The Boys in saying that in The Boys series. There's a team of superheroes who have very out there tactics and very bad tactics, similar to Suicide Squad, those things. It seems like they're possibly going to set up a Superman versus Authority, but also, again, this is way too early. Yeah. You know, they announced The Authority before that we get a Justice League film.
I know.
Stupid.
First of all, I ain't never even heard of The Authority.
Right.
Second of all,
I've heard of The Authority, but I do not like any of their comic book characters.
I feel like every company, while The Boys is still pumping out fire after fire season, needs to stay clear to avoid comparisons.
Right.
Like, The Boys is doing something I've never seen done before, just with how good it is. Why are you making this, man?
Why are you making this?
It's just going to draw comparisons.
Exactly. And I'm not a huge fan of these comics and characters.
And no one knows who they are either.
Not a lot of people do. And, you know, again, this is where James Gunn sells, and they are setting up probably a Superman versus Authority movie.
It's
plot.
An L move.
But it is an L move. I do think this movie will absolutely flop. I think it'll be another Eternals. I think Eternals was good, but it was a flop, and I think this will be the same thing.
People even knew kind of who the Eternals was.
Eh, not really.
Dude, no one is going to know that this is a DC movie, bro. Like, how are they going to know?
DC name.
Like, yeah, these are Z-listers, bro.
They're a little bit higher than that. I mean, they do have quite a bit in the comics, but they also have characters similar to Batman and Superman in the lineup. Which makes me mad.
Unless they get, like, one of those big name characters as, like, the dudes at these bad team is fighting.
And they have to get an A-list cast for this. Yeah. I mean,
Or else no one's going to watch it.
Right, right.
Really.
So it's one of those projects I think will absolutely flop and probably be the worst project in Chapter 1.
Mm.
But I mean, obviously I can't say anything after just an announcement, but I'm really not looking forward to this plot.
I'm not either, man. Like I said, it's just so unnecessary.
I agree. All right, next up, this one does sound interesting, and that being a TV series based on the comic book Paradise Lost, which is going to be about Themyscira, which is Paradise Island, of course, where Wonder Woman's from. It's going to be about their Wonder Woman's upbringing, apparently, you know, probably her birth. And, yeah, you know, I assume, I don't know if Wonder Woman would be the main character or if it would be the thing scaring women and girls. That's probably who it'll be. And then, of course, they may build up to Wonder Woman to where she will eventually want to go off and leave that place and then become a superhero there. Apparently, they're saying, they're comparing it to, it's going to be a Game of Thrones-like show. Those kind of vibes and stuff.
Dude, this could be one of the best projects.
It could be as well.
I'm thinking, like, you need a director who got some, like, fire cinematography. Cinematographic shots. I mean, like, you're talking about the mascara. Right. Imagine just Zack Snyder style shots just of like the island. Lifestyle.
Get the people who did Game of Thrones and House of Dragons.
Like really? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, they work with HBO.
They nailed it. Yeah.
Dude, get them.
Why wouldn't it work?
I know it would work.
Why not?
And I think this show could be good. It could definitely spore the upbringing of Wonder Woman. This could be, you know, build up to our movie that we get.
We need
DCU,
to see the island more.
We
too,
do.
Man,
we do. Know? So this is definitely interesting. I do think I would have rather seen a, you know, Krypton movie, or not a Krypton movie, Krypton show as to this, but I do think this is interesting.
I think this will be a banger. I
hope so. I really do. Next up is another movie, which is a really odd placement. Fits with the monsters theme, but really odd placement. And that being a Swamp Thing movie in chapter one. He shouldn't even got a movie. He should have been a show, but he's getting a movie.
He had a show. Remember, it got canceled.
It did.
In like
it did
the first season, like during the first season.
It was like a couple, a few episodes. But I did hear the show was actually really good.
Yeah, they got canceled like after a couple episodes.
I know, but I heard it was really good.
I love Swamp Thing. I think he's a really cool character. He's menacing. You know, he got good intentions. This early, getting his own movie. You're talking about how these lanterns get in the show, but you got Swamp Thing in a movie. Gods and monsters, right? It fits the theme, but that shouldn't be the theme.
I like what you said earlier, how I feel like, you know, chapter one should have been titled something like The Beginning of Justice or something like that.
The upbringings
of justice or like the creation of something like justice.
Not
wise.
Like necessarily origin stories, but humanizing them in their lives.
Like showing us their lives and then build up to a Justice League climax for chapter one, and then maybe fall out into like a God of Monsters chapter two or something like that if they wanted to. Expand that way. I mean, that would might have been interesting. But what surprises me, if they're going to have a God and Monsters chapter, where's the Constantine movie at? You know, where's that?
Come on now.
I mean,
Constantine,
that would fit
hard.
Perfect in this.
They're doing another Constantine movie with Reese, but that has to be an Elseworlds project.
That's
got to
be an Elseworlds project.
Unless he just adopts it into his universe.
It could be.
I mean, it's possible. But they've already confirmed they're starting it.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like we need a Constantine movie. If it's going to be Gods and Monsters in chapter one, you got to give me a Constantine.
Yeah, but don't use Keanu, obviously.
Right, but I do think it would. I really like the one who did in CW. I really like the CW Constantine.
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
He was really good.
He was actually British.
Dude, he was, and he looked the part. Yeah. Like, he really looked the part.
Who would be a really good Constantine? Think about heavy accent. Smokes a lot. Really,
I just keep thinking of the guy from the CW. Man.
Rough
get
and
him
coarse.
Back.
He was good.
He was really good.
He was really good.
So get him back. I mean, I really would like that. But again, it really throws me off that this is chapter one.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Chapter two. Give me Daniel Radcliffe. Actually, no. Cast Tom Holland in every single role in chapter one.
Facts.
That's what I want to see.
Why not? Everyone would come to see it.
Everyone would.
Man.
I've been down. I mean, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
My guy. All right. But I mean, this concludes, you know, talking about it. And again, I'm hyped that they have a sense of direction, but I'm also a bit nervous, as you know, as told from my reactions.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the slate, Michael. You know, we were expecting
and
hoping for,
right?
But I mean, like, James Gunn, you know, to date hasn't put out really any bad content. So I mean, I guess trust in the plan while the plan is there. But I mean, if it bails, we got our homie Rat Reese, you know, to hang on to.
I know, and that is just going to be Batman at this point. Because honestly, I feel like, you know, to be honest, I feel like, you know, if they don't do this right, I mean, it may be it for DC when it comes to live action movies.
You
and
think so? You
that
kind of
makes
stop?
Me sad.
I mean, they're expensive and hard to make.
Right, right. And the rate superhero movies are going nowadays, it just feels like it could be the end, at least for 20 to 30 years. So they got to do it right.
Yeah.
And I really hope they do.
All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Heroes in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms, so check it out. And speaking of checking it out, our last episode was our News 25, so go ahead, check that sucker out, and then, like we already said previously, on Tuesday, we're dealing out our Oscar predictions.
Yeah.
So obviously we don't just watch this stuff, we watch other stuff. So check in for Oscar predictions. And if you want to stay up to date with our news, announcements, updates. We got socials. Check out the Instagram. Here's in the moment. And our TikTok. Here's in the moment. And it got an extra T at the end.
And we just want to thank you guys for listening. And as always, we love you 3000.